This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. According to a family statement obtained by the BBC, singer Sinead O'Connor has died at 56. Nothing
compares. Sinead O'Connor was equally known for her music, her shaved head, and her controversial behavior. In 1990, the Irish singer was on top of the international charts with her version of Prince's Nothing Compares to You. But 2 years later, she was heavily reviled when she tore up a photo of Pope John Paul II while on Saturday Night Live.
Fight the real enemy!
In recent years, O'Connor's social media postings detailed her mental and physical illnesses as well as family problems. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Federal Reserve is back to tackling inflation today and raised the interest rate by another 0.25 percentage point. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
My colleagues and I remain squarely focused on our dual mandate to promote maximum employment and stable prices for the American people. We understand the hardship that high inflation is causing, and we remain strongly committed to bringing inflation back down to our 2% goal.
Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to two tax crimes after a judge rejected his plea deal with prosecutors. CBS's Catherine Herridge has more on where this case goes from here.
She's given the parties 14 days to come back with filings to help clarify her questions, and she could reach a decision in about 30 days whether she will accept or reject this plea agreement.
She's concerned over a gun charge. Kevin Spacey's been acquitted in London.
I am humbled by the outcome today.
Here's CBS's Haley Ott.
Kevin Spacey was facing 9 charges relating to different types of sexual offenses. 7 of those were for sexual assault. He's been found not guilty on all charges.
A former Air Force intelligence officer has testified before Congress. The U.S. has been hiding UFOs for years. Retired Major David Grush.
The objects that we were seeing, they were spherical, and they were observed up to Mach 2, which is a very non-aerodynamic shape.
The Pentagon has rejected his claims. Scary morning in New York City, where a massive crane crashed, dropping 16 tons of cement onto the street below. At least 6 people were hurt, including 2 firefighters, but their injuries are said to be minor. And baseball's commissioner will stick around a little while longer. Major League owners just agreed to terms to extend Rob Manfred's contract for a 3rd term to 2029. He's made some major changes this year, including limits on defense shifts and a pitch clock. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
If you're hiring.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. The Eau Claire Area School District is being sued over its handling of open records. It denied a parent in the district and conservative law firm Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty transcripts from an in-class announcement about a teacher that would be undergoing a gender transition. The suit claims the parent was repeatedly rejected in asking for the script that was read to students in the district's orchestra program this summer. The district said it was looking into the incident and that it would reconsider the requests after their investigation. The filing is seeking the scripted statement shared with students, attorney's fees, and damages for the parent and law firm. The Eau Claire City Council approved a $24 wheel tax at last night's meeting, approving it 7-2. The new tax will affect over 52,000 vehicles in Eau Claire that will bring in an estimated $1.29 million to the city for its road repair budget. That's about a quarter of that budget. At Monday's hearing on the topic, public comment was overwhelmingly against the measure. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. I want to start with Ukraine. I'll tell you something. The Ukrainians are the bravest, absolutely the bravest peoples that I have seen in a long time, standing up to a genocidal, sadistic invasion. A lot of the various media outlets refer to it as a war that somehow... It's between equals, that somehow Russia is doing this and Ukraine is doing that. Russia always lies when something happens. And then sometimes we report it as Russia said Ukraine did it, Ukraine said Russia did it, and they leave it at that. This is a genocidal, sadistic invasion by Russia. I want to give you some background on two things. One is some recent updates. And number two, the history of it. Russia has now been firing almost nonstop into Odessa, a port from which Ukraine ships a lot of its grain. It's in Ukraine. Nonstop missiles that were designed to take out aircraft carriers and accompanying ships. They're very imprecise on overuse of land. In Odessa, these are the KH-22 Storm missiles. They're 40 feet long. They have a 2,000-pound warhead. They are anti-ship missiles. They weigh 6 tons. Now, imagine a 40-foot-long, 6-ton missile used to take out an aircraft carrier with a 2,000-pound warhead raining down on your city, raining down, for instance, on Milwaukee or Madison. They're not guided. They're not guided missiles. They're wildly inaccurate over land. There's a lot of collateral damage. They've killed a lot of people. This is in Odessa. They are targeting grain silos and landmarks, but they're killing a lot of collateral damage, a lot of civilians. They've destroyed tens of thousands of tons of grain. Tens of thousands of tons. They destroyed grain silos and infrastructure for loading grain onto ships. Just the other day, they destroyed a church. It's called the Transfiguration Cathedral. It's 214 years old. It's on the list of World Heritage Sites of the UN. And it's Ukrainian, but they're members of the Russian Orthodox Church. they look on the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church as their head guy. Russia is destroying its own culture. About 40 million people in Africa, largely, are going to be food insecure. That's the term that's used by the UN as a result of this. Ukraine ships out about 15% of the world's grain. And most of it goes to places in Africa and Asia that are kind of day-to-day on hunger. They ship a lot of the world's barley, a lot of the world's sunflower oil. Until I looked at it, I hadn't realized to what extent people rely on sunflower oil for food. They are targeting food. They are targeting infrastructure, launching 6-ton, 40-foot-long missiles that were designed to take out aircraft carriers with 2,000-pound warheads. Now, let's think about that for a minute. Why are they doing that? They're doing it because they've run out of a lot of other missiles. Because the anti-aircraft and anti-drone technology we sent them, Britain sent them, Europe sent them, has taken out a lot of the missiles that are guided missiles. But the anti-aircraft and the anti-missile technology we sent them is very spotty and even ineffective on taking out this particular kind of missile. They are simply, it's an act of genocide. It's an act of genocide. When you target, when you poison, for instance, a civilian area's water or their food, that's an act of genocide. When you, in effect, target and destroy their grain, their barley, silos and the technology for loading them on ships, that's an act of genocide. That is what Russia has done. That is what Russia is doing. Russia has always also kidnapped thousands of Ukrainian children. Whenever they go into an area that they then take under control, although they've now been driven out a lot of these places, they murder the parents, usually raping the wife, and kidnapping the children. And they take them to Russia, and they tell them they have to speak Russian. They have to sing patriotic Russian songs. And they are going to wash, they use the word beat at one point, the Ukrainian at them. These are kids. These are grade school kids, middle school kids. And that was the reason that they were designated by the World Court criminals, and why Putin is a war criminal. That's had a collateral impact on him. There's a BRIC meeting set up in September in South Africa. What is BRIC? Brazil, Russia, India, and China. They added South Africa, but not the name, but effectively their members. They're supposed to be the tier two economies. Russia is really a tier one economy, but nobody will invite them to the G7. Because their specialty is fraud and theft of intellectual property, and you can't trust them. But Russia can't even go to the BRIC conference as a result of his being designated a war criminal, because South Africa has a treaty that requires it to arrest war criminals. And they had a huge discussion about whether or not they could refrain from arresting Putin. And they decided in the end, maybe they'd try that, but then they'd be in violation of the treaty. This is what the animal Putin has visited on Russia. There's a couple of things that we have to do. One of them is the US and Europe have promised aircraft now to the Ukrainians, F-16s, but they're nowhere near to delivering them. And this thing has been going on since well over a year. February of 22. We have got to get them that aircraft immediately. I know it requires maintenance. I know it requires training. I know it's in process. But what Biden has done has been magnificent, standing up for Ukraine, standing up against the genocide and the sadism. But he was stabbed in the back by the Republican Party for so long, who objected to any aid being done, and not the whole Republican Party. Moscow Mitch and some moderate senators were fine with it. Some of the House were fine with it. But you have an increasing number of people in that party who would stab our European allies in the back, let Russia go right back into Eastern Europe. We've got to get them more bombs, more ammunition. For 5% of our defense budget, they have killed or wounded almost 300,000 Russians. Thousands of their pieces of military equipment have been wiped out by Ukraine. They are surrogates. Get them more. And the second thing is, when this is all over, Putin has got to be killed. He's an animal. It's like Hitler. Nobody talked about bringing Hitler to trial. They talked about assassinating him. That has to be done with Putin. But in the long run, I do not believe that Russia can continue to exist as a country. There are only 145 million people. They're squatting on 11 time zones of gas and oil. They're the largest by land country in the world. They're sparsely populated by people who are going along with this, and they have achieved and contributed nothing since the 19th century. All through the 20th century, under Stalin especially, and then after that, they have exported sadism, fraud, and genocide. For a brief period in the 1990s, they looked like they could snap out of it. They can't. Go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
And you know how the far right looks at Ukraine? Why should we pick on Russia? They don't get it. Why should we pick on Russia? What, you know, what's wrong with Russia? You know, I'll tell you what's wrong with Russia. When Putin got involved, the Russians got involved with the first impeachment, Trump, in his lack of intelligence, questions Putin. Oh, were you involved? And Putin said no. And Trump said, there you have it. He said he wasn't involved. Trump, don't insult my intelligence. You know, you can insult other people's intelligence. That is not any kind of investigation. But those goofballs, they believed it. They believed it. So now they believe, oh, we don't have to help Russia yet. Do you know how much defense spending they do? They don't mind jacking up the defense budget. They don't mind spending $41 million on Viagra. But to spend it to defend democracy and stand up for freedom, oh, they don't like it. It's very obvious their love affair with Putin. It's just like black and white. And if they believed in freedom, Russia would already be conquered. They held us back way too much.
That is excellent comments. And let me tell you something. Remember in Helsinki a couple of years ago when Trump was president, he's sitting there with Putin and he said, Putin, did you do it? Putin is a genocidal maniac. He's a liar, a thief. He's a sadist. And Putin and Trump says, well, I don't believe my CIA and FBI. This guy says he didn't do it. This guy's an animal. This guy should be killed. He's like Hitler. We're going to a break. I see you in the line. The rest of you, do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. It's a short break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth
by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, a high near 91 with a heat index of 95. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 69. Slight chance of a storm on your Thursday, otherwise sunny and hot with a heat index around 100. For Friday, partly sunny with a high of 87.
It's 86 at our studios.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bob. What's in your mind today?
Well, I'm worried about, you know, these 641 appointments being held up at the Pentagon. It seems like a senator does want to put a hold on a personal decision. There's a lot of those. You're not going to get them to get rid of that. But if you define it right as personnel and not policy related, holds can be put on for the personnel who's being in that, being promoted, but not for policy reasons. And then you change the rule to make it that specific, and then you get past this senator. That's my solution to the problem. What do you think?
No, I appreciate you calling in, and that is a segment for today, which we are going to hit right now, because you raise it. It's a very, very good segment. And here's the deal. Tommy Tuberville is the clown from Alabama. He's a treacherous clown. He's a chicken hawk. He never served himself. And this is he speaking, not me. He said that a white supremacist is simply an American and a white supremacist is simply a Trump supporter. Those are his words from Alabama. He has put in what's called a hold on the promotions of flag officers, which are the general and admiral level heads of our military services. There are 250 of them he's held up so far. There will be 650 of them by the end of the year. He said he will never withdraw his hold until the Army changes its abortion policy. If they have a female service member who's pregnant, and let's say she's having health issues, serious health issues. I mean, she could have an ectopic pregnancy. She should have a fetus to his, which has died. She's in danger of getting sepsis. And she's stationed in a state like Oklahoma or Texas that has outlaws abortion. They will get her transferred to a state where she can be served. Tommy Tuberville doesn't want that. She's stationed in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. She's going to get sepsis. She should die there, according to Tommy Tuberville. However, Tommy Tuberville is a liar, because that really is not his main focus in this. Tommy Tuberville, and he has enough allies in the Republican Party, say the new space center, multi-million-billion-dollar space center, should be built in Alabama, not in Colorado. Right now, it's set to be in Colorado. There already is a space facility in Alabama. He wants another one. Also, what else does he want? The FBI is going to build a new building, set to be built in Washington, D.C., which is where a lot of the national leadership is. He wants that to be built in Alabama. The problem is when the Republicans demanded that some of the Department of the Interior buildings be built in rural areas out west, a lot of people quit. They didn't want to move their families. The administration knows best where the most efficient way, place to put one of these buildings is. And this isn't the whole Republican leadership doing this. This is one guy. So whether you call it personnel or policy, Bob, I don't think that's the answer. It is unconstitutional for one senator to be able to shut down a portion of the U.S. government. Why do I say that? Because we have a Congress in the Constitution, it's set, that operates a majority rule. But the Senate, really unlike the House, have such a high opinion of themselves. They have put in two rules that have paralyzed the government. One is the filibuster. They say, well, you need 60 of us to do anything instead of just majority. And secondly, even worse, there are 100 of us, any one can shut down the government. And you go, well, how do you do that? Well, here's how they do it. They have unlimited speaking privileges, again, by rule. So the guy will say, all right, there's 650 flag officers. I want to talk about each one. And I'm going to talk about them for a long time. Then as I fall faint on the floor, I'm going to shout, I yield my time to the gentleman from Missouri, Hawley, who's another right-wing treacherous nut, and he will talk for, you see what I mean? You can't do things that way. It is unconstitutional for these senators, out of vanity and their personal prestige, to get into a room when nobody could watch them and they bow to each other, and they say, my lord, you may shut down the government. We ask that you act judiciously. And the guy bows back. Yes, my lord, my lady, I will do that. Because they are called the oldest club in the world. But a caller pointed out something the other day that's very true. What happens if one of them is serving a foreign country? What happens if one of them is bribed? Saudi Arabia just bought professional golf. Now in Sports Illustrated, there's a fear that they may buy the NBA because not everybody is Giannis Antetokounmpo making $250 million. A lot of these guys are making $1 million, $1.5 million. Guy from Saudi Arabia comes and says, how'd you like to have $10 million bonus right now? We can't let the Saudi Arabians in doing this stuff. They are also deep into our politics. Tommy Tuberville is not an American. He's a citizen. Okay. He does not about the United States. He's a supporter of Putin, supporter of Russia. He is not a supporter of the U.S. Why are we letting him hold up his pinky and say, I'm not promoting any officers? That demoralizes the enlisted men, too, and ladies or soldiers. The Army is down 25% as recruitment. Why are the Senate doing this? Because out of vanity and prestige, it's a rule. It's an unconstitutional rule. But if you went to court on it, the six tarantulas would stick with the Republican Party. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. I just gave you an example. Where are the senators in this country, the other 99, who are getting up? Even one of them is saying, get rid of this rule. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Special Report. Irish singer Sinead O'Connor has died at 56. That's according to a family statement obtained by the BBC.
When we see something in something, usually that's something that's within ourselves.
The singer was known for her controversial behavior. Back in 1992, she ripped up a picture of Pope John Paul II on SNL.
Fight the real enemy.
She also struggled with her mental health. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
In recent years, O'Connor's social media postings detailed her mental and physical illnesses, as well as family problems. One Facebook video in August of 2017 had fans fearing she'd commit suicide.
I'm fighting, 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 fighting like all the millions and millions that I know I'm going to stay alive every day.
And now Sinead O'Connor is gone.
Last year, she lost her son to suicide. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. The Eau Claire Area School District is being sued over its handling of open records. It denied a parent in the district and conservative law firm Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty transcripts from an in-class announcement about a teacher that would be undergoing a gender transition. The suit claims the parent was repeatedly rejected and asking for the script that was read to students in the district's orchestra program this summer. The district said it was looking into the incident and that it would reconsider the requests after their investigation. The filing is seeking the scripted statement shared with students, attorney's fees, and damages for the parent and law firm. The Eau Claire City Council approved a $24 wheel tax at last night's meeting, approving it 7-2. The new tax will affect over 52,000 vehicles in Eau Claire that will bring in an estimated $1.29 million to the city for its road repair budget. That's about a quarter of that budget. At Monday's hearing on the topic, public comment was overwhelmingly against the measure. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Want to talk about something that was in the news today. In fact, it was on the news as we came on the air. Hunter Biden, want to talk about the plea deal question, get into the weeds on it, give you some idea of what is going on. Hunter Biden and the prosecutor, David Weiss in Delaware, David Weiss, a good lawyer. He's also a Trump appointee as U.S. attorney. When Joe Biden came in, it's customary that all U.S. attorneys tender their resignations. The new president either accepts some and not others or whatever. In this particular case, he was investigating Hunter Biden because that had been launched by the Trump administration. And so Joe Biden is a fair guy. And he said, okay, you're in the middle of that. It's my son. I basically have a conflict of interest on that one, so I'm not going to make any changes. Go ahead. You know, find out the truth. David Weiss, good lawyer, and he finally agreed with Hunter Biden to a plea agreement. The plea agreement was on paying taxes late. It would be a misdemeanor, two misdemeanors for 2 years, and it would be probation. In other words, he wouldn't go to jail. And then Hunter Biden has a drug problem. He was a drug addict. and he's fighting that addiction. When he was a drug addict, he bought a gun. You can buy a gun. I can buy a gun. But if you're a drug addict, you can't buy a gun. And he didn't disclose that he was a drug addict. On that one, David Weiss, the prosecutor, said, all right, here's what we're going to do. Because you don't put drug addicts in jail because they bought a gun when they shouldn't have. They're usually subject to what's called a diversion agreement. And it goes like this. Keep your nose clean for 2 years. Be subject to surprise drug tests. They tell you to come in and they take your blood sample. And if you keep your nose clean and are not convicted of anything in 2 years and haven't taken drugs, we will dismiss the charge and they won't go after you. That's very, very common. Very, very common with alcoholics, with drug addicts and all that. They go into court today. While they were in court, it was presented by Weiss and by Biden's lawyer as a plea deal on both counts. And the judge, in my opinion, correctly, and by the way, the judge is a Trump appointee, and I looked up her stuff, and she's a competent judge. She said, look, on the diversion agreement, if you expect me to have to then rule if he violated the agreement and should be charged, I don't think that's constitutional. That's up to the prosecutor. And they talked about it back and forth. And then they said there was a dispute over whether Hunter Biden, by pleading to the misdemeanors for taxes, because in 2017 and 2018, he owed $100,000 in taxes each year and then paid them late with interest and penalties. And on the drug addict gun deal, it was up to the U.S. attorney whether to re-prosecute him if they thought that he failed a drug test. So he entered a not guilty plea. For 14 days, she said, you have 14 days and then come back here. Tell me how you're going to handle it. I'm pretty confident the way they're going to handle it. All the indications are that he will plead guilty to the two tax charges, receive probation. And then on the other, instead of submitting it to the court, which was a little unusual, but they wanted to be transparent, the U.S. attorney will say to them in an agreement that the judge does not have to bless. I will hold open the charge on the gun when you were a drug addict. We're going to take your blood by surprise every couple of whatever. And if you don't test for drugs again and you haven't been convicted, then we'll dismiss it. Then the question is, what happens going forward on any other charges? In other words, the Republicans have charged that Hunter Biden's business dealings overseas were wrong, were a criminal. Okay. This doesn't preclude a further investigation of that, but that was looked at by crooked William Barr. Remember, lying William Barr, the DA, the attorney general under Trump, and he found that there was nothing to it. So go ahead and investigate. We're going to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Jack.
Well, first of all, this is a non-story, in my opinion. How many other private citizens have been to court on tax or drug charges that you've never heard about? My answer is, you know, virtually all of them. And that's what Hunter Biden is. He's a private citizen, since unlike virtually all of Trump's family, who couldn't even pass a security check, Hunter's not in this administration. But my opinion, this is more the garbage that's put onto the media, and it's a distraction, and it's a distraction from the real elephant in the room. And yes, that pun is intended. And that elephant is this: those who are documented as fraudulent electors from the Republican Party are now beginning to be indicted. These are people who were involved, and it was obviously a conspiracy at the highest levels of that party. And some of them are currently at those levels, state party chairs, senators, and election commissioners. And it was a plot to politically take over the government of the United States. And to my knowledge, not one single major Republican political figure has even mentioned it, much less urged congressional hearings, or or condemned it even. That's what we've got to pay attention to here, because this will happen again. And it's not particularly subtle at this point. You know, it's not fascism creeping in on little cat's feet. They're rumbling in on elephant hooves, shall we say?
Jack, that's an excellent point. And let me dovetail that into what we were just talking about Hunter Biden. One of the reasons why the Republicans are emphasizing the Hunter Biden issue is Kevin McCarthy, has a right-wing group, something like 70 of them in the caucus. They started out a few weeks ago by introducing legislation to expunge Trump's impeachments. Expunge them. You can expunge them. They happened. He was impeached. He was not convicted in the Senate because it takes 17 Republicans, and they only got 8 or 9 in the second impeachment. That's 58 or 9% of the Senate voted to convict him. Then they've switched, and now the new mantra, and you're going to hear it, is that they are getting serious about impeaching Joe Biden. And they're using the Trump, they're using the prosecutions of Trump as a background to try to drown it out with noise by going after Joe Biden in impeachment. The Republican senators don't want that because they know it's not going to work, and it's going to make vulnerable Republican congressmen and senators even more vulnerable. But that's what these clowns are doing. Now, remember a couple of things, and what Jacob Merrimack said is exactly right. Roger Stone owed millions in taxes, and he just got a civil lawsuit and paid interest and penalties, millions. Hunter Biden owed $100,000 for 2 years in a row, and he's going to get 2 criminal charges. They're misdemeanors. Most people, if they don't pay taxes but then end up paying them with interest and penalties, the vast majority don't get prosecuted. There are no drug addicts that I know who bought a gun who aren't given some kind of diversion or leniency thing. He didn't use the gun on anybody. So that's what this is all about. On the issue of the foreign stuff, foreign business dealings, listen, Jared Kushner got $2 billion from the Saudi Arabians to, quote, invest, end quote. He's not an investor. And you may think, well, okay, he has to give it back to him. No, he doesn't. They get 2% a year as a fee, he does, just for doing this. 2% of $2 billion is $40 million. He gets $40 million a year for hiring a few secretaries and having a few computer terminals. He can take all the chances he wants. And if he scores, he also gets 1.5% of any amount over the S&P 500 index. But if he blows it and loses the whole thing, he's still got $40 million a year. Nobody in the Republican Party is mentioning that. The Trump family is crooked. But I understand that the so's-your-old man defense isn't the right thing. That's exactly right. I think Hunter Biden should be investigated. If he did something wrong, he should pay the price. There's no question. But what they are trying to do is a smokescreen. And the one final thing before we go to the line right now, I want to echo what Jacob Merrimack said. Right now, they're trying to drown out with noise the fact that Jack Smith is about to indict Donald Trump. But what about the fake electors in Wisconsin? What about Ron Johnson, who had the Michigan state electors in his pocket and funneled them to Pence? What about Voss and Fitzgerald, who set up the hearing, the meeting? And the 10 electors, a former chairman of the Republican Party, Spindell, a Wisconsin election commissioner, the chairs or vice chairs of many of the congressional district Republican parties, why aren't they being prosecuted? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They're being prosecuted in Michigan. They're being prosecuted, about to be prosecuted in Georgia. Let's get off the stick here. Let's get off the stick. These people have got to be prosecuted. We can't continue to sit back and do nothing. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind name? Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, it's interesting. They're all worried about Hunter Biden and his weapons charge. What about Derek Van Orden, who hauled a loaded firearm, you know, that on at least one occasion, and an unloaded firearm on another occasion, undeclared, and that he hasn't been charged for that. I mean, did he pay? Did he cop to a misdemeanor there? I mean, it is just the hypocrisy.
Yeah,
of these
you're talking about. Hold on, you're talking about Van Orden in Des Moines. He carried a loaded firearm right through, or tried to get it right through, and I think he was convicted of a misdemeanor. So, but nobody mentions that. And I'm about to go back to the lines, but here to my friends in the third district, even in the Republican Party, what are you doing? You have a guy that took a loaded firearm through a Des Moines airport. You think that's okay? You think the rules don't apply to him? What are you doing over there in the Republican Party? Don't you have anybody who hasn't carried a loaded gun through Des Moines airport, any airport? What are you guys doing? Mary from Madison, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Mary?
Oh, hi, Matt. So I think there are three things here. Number one, the GOP is following their regular playbook where they want to, basically slander the Joe Biden, hoping that they can destroy him like they did Hillary Clinton. I don't think it's really working this time, but that's what so much about this is. And number two, Michael Cohen and Lev Parnas, and Parnas was like the henchman for Giuliani, they actually have a YouTube video from February 25th, 2023. And Lev Parnas was actually sent to Ukraine to get the dirt on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. And he says basically what happened is that the FSB or some of Putin's, henchmen, that they set Hunter Biden up and they were giving him drugs and setting him up with women, et cetera, et cetera. Anybody can go to YouTube and watch that interview by Michael Cohen, who was Trump's attorney who went to jail for him. And that is a fascinating video. And then number three, so I've been making calls to the AG call and just asking, why are you not pressing charges? I've been doing this for about the last 6 months. Why not investigate them? And I just recently called and I was told to go onto the AG website and fill out a form asking why or asking for the AG to investigate and press charges. So that's what I've been doing. And I think the more people who do that will really push.
Thank you very much, Mary. We have to go to a break. I really appreciate your call. Very interesting information. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you in the lines. The rest of you, do not hang up. Be back right after the break.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello. Oh, are you there? I called them back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
93.5
The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, a high near 91 with a heat index of 95. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 69. Slight chance of a storm on your Thursday, otherwise sunny and hot with a heat index around 100. For Friday, partly sunny with a high of 87. Right now, it's 87.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't let me down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, and I want to emphasize what Mary of Madison just said. She called the AG's office, and they said, fill out a form on the website on who you want investigated. It should be the fake electors and Ron Johnson and Scott Fitzgerald and Robin Voss. So get out there and go on it. I'm going to take you in order. Don't hang up. Gordy of Oregon, Wisconsin, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Gordy.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment as your opening remarks on Putin. PBS has a program, Frontline, that they did some investigative reporting. They did, I think it's three episodes about this guy, and the pure evil of this person has no soul. The only difference between he and Trump is that Trump smiles once in a while, even though they're both very evil people. But I would advise that any of your listeners to go back and get the PBS the series on Putin. And if every American person would watch this show, there would not be any more support us pulling off.
Excellent call, Gordy. I recommend that to everybody. Thank you. Tom of West Allis, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Tom?
Hi there. I'll make this quick, then we're running out of time. I want to know why Taylor Greene is not being charged or at least censured or something for the Hunter Biden pics and going into a skiff and making notes, which is against the rules, and she flat out said she did it. Why is nothing happening with any of that? I mean, I know there's a civil now that Biden's going to do a civil thing against, but why isn't the Congress doing anything about that?
Excellent question. Let me answer right now before I go to the next caller. What you're talking about is there's a form called FD-1023. And every time you call, you can call the FBI right now. And if you call them and you say that somebody you know who you don't like did something, even if you're not telling the truth, they write it down on an FD-1023. It's totally unsubstantiated, undocumented, and it's usually ginned up by your opponent. So on one of the FD-1023s that the FBI had, some guy called up who it turned out there were a couple of whistleblowers who were disciplined by the FBI, and they're Trumpers. And they said, Hunter Biden did this, and Joe Biden, and he said that Joe Biden was on the phone. I couldn't hear Joe Biden on the phone, but I'm sure he was, okay? That's totally unsubstantiated. William Barr, Trump's attorney general, looked at it and said it was unsubstantiated. It was unusable. People got word of it, so McCarthy and the rest of the House subpoenaed it. The FBI didn't have to show it, but the FBI said, I'll tell you what we'll do. We will go in and we'll put it in a skiff. And that's a secure, that's one of these things where you walk in, you can't bring a phone, you can't take a picture of it or an audio, and they hold it up, you read it, and then you have to give it back to the guy sitting there. So Marjorie Taylor Greene did do that. Chuck Grassley, by the way, in the Senate did that. Marjorie Taylor Greene came out and said that she'd memorized it. And then she said what it said. Grassley somehow, I think it sounds like he either got a copy of it or he dictated it right after it came out. And that's what McCarthy is using to try to impeach Joe Biden. It was a crooked deal. In other words, if your word is no good, that gets around. You can't do business. I'm going to give somebody some advice after having practiced, 40 years practicing law. You can have all the contracts in the world you want, but if you are dealing with somebody who's not honest, it doesn't do any good. Their word has to be good. McCarthy's word is not good. Marjorie Taylor Greene's word is not good. Chuck Grassley of Iowa's word is not good. But they put this thing out. It gets out on right-wing social media, and you don't, none of the context that I just gave you is used. And so they, oh, my God, look at that. It's an FBI form. It's an FD-1023, which is one of these things where enemies and adversaries frequently call in to trash the other guy. That is what it is. But they are now raising that, saying now we have to have an impeachment debate to take the heat off of Trump, because Trump is about to be indicted for ginning up an insurrection to change the American government against the will of the people. That's what's going on right now. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
That's just the beginning of what Trump's party is going to do to Biden and his son and probably the VP. I just want to mention where the grain prices are going because of what Putin is doing in Ukraine, and it's going to hurt everybody. If you think it's only going to hurt the people in Europe and such, you're wrong. Wheat prices and prices of grain are going to take off here, so it'll hurt us all. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks. And I want to just pick up on that, too. Look, here's the deal. When you launch a 6,000-pound missile that's 40 feet long with 12,000 pounds, it's 6 tons, so 6 tons, and its warhead is 1 ton, and it was designed to take out an aircraft carrier, and you're sitting launching it from a bomber 300 miles away in Russia, and it's coming down on Odessa, which is, I think, smaller than Milwaukee. What the hell do you think is going to happen? It's not a guided missile thing. It goes in indiscriminately. It would hit the universities here. It would hit businesses. You couldn't live here. Russia is trying to destroy Ukraine because they can't have it. They can't beat the Ukrainians. They want to destroy it. We have got to give Ukraine the military means to push the Russians back. We've given them anti-aircraft stuff. Wisco Paul points out that when you destroy tens of thousands of tons, a ton is 2,000 pounds. So multiply 2,000 by tens of thousands. Grain produces 15% of the grain, the wheat in the world. And the first people who get screwed are Africa and Asia. But yeah, prices are going to go up here in the United States and everywhere else. The man is a sadist. The man is trying to destroy food. It's very similar in past centuries where they might go in to just kill the livestock, the cows. Small village that kills everybody's cow and they can't survive. That is the way sadists work. Genocidal maniacs work. Russia has not produced a culture worth exporting since the 19th century. They have had nothing but Stalin and Putin. A lot more to talk about, but we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great show as always. Great callers as always. Stand by for Devil's Advocate, Dom and Crute, Devil's Advocate. Great show. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.